So Shlishi of Shiras Hazinu once again refers to the idea of Shichachas Hakel for the Ramban and Issa Deraisi Sharmel Chapen Tishka Ches Hashem Amotzi Achal Meretz Yitzrayim Bibeis Avadim. And the parallel pasuk, "Ki shamar l'chapen tishka ches Hashem levolti shmar mitzvosav mishosav v'chukosav asher anochi mitzavcha hayom." So we have this in the conclusion of the Aliyah. Let's say the last three psukim, Yakniu bezarim toevos yachisu. They've incensed God with toevos. More on that in just a moment. Yizbechula shedim lo eloah Elohim lo yedaum chadashim ikarov bo. Lo serum avosechem, right? This is the Genai Gadol that they're replacing Kadosh Baruch Hu, where there's no track record. It's not like, you know, they're returning to Minag Avosehem Biadeim, not that it would be okay, right? But they're inventing new forms of Avodah Zarah. Tzur Yila Duchat Hashi Vatishkach El Mechol Olecha. Small Heyara, maybe it's just so obvious it doesn't even need a Heyara, right? Whereas, you know, we forget Tzur Yila Duchat Hashi, sadly. Right, he is a tzur. The whole idea here is tzur is something which is reliable, which is firm, which is trustworthy, which you know is going to be there. So the usage of the term tzur, ve'ein tzur, you know, kelokenu is the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Zayin that makes this point. Tzur yilad chatashi mikadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu nikra tzur is very much a contrast to our ephemeral and transient and very often unpredictable behavior. Okay, so that's, you know, the sad reality here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gave us many things, Yarkiveo Bamasei Aretz, and the result was, unfortunately, you know, Tachas Eshelo Avad Hashem Bokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Leirov Kol, as Rashi would have said, Be'od Shehaya Lecha Rov Kol, and instead, Va'ivat Shamanta Visa Kasisa, right, that it led to our rebellion, it led to a sense of entitlement. So there's a question here, machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, what exactly are the toevos that are incensing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in Targum Unklus, it's a little hard to know. Akniu kadomo ibepalchen tavon, it sounds, right, like that part of the ratio of the cries of Avodah Zarah. Bitoev targizu kademoi. So if I was a betting person, I would say Targum is no Avodah Zarah. Rashi interprets a little bit differently. Rashi says, Bitoevos, so he references, you know, Arayos and Kshafim as well here. And the Ramban has a very fascinating era. He says, you know, not that those things are okay, but he says, you know, there's a principle in Shiras Hazinu, right? Aval in Bishira Tochachos el Avodah Zarah Bilvad. V'tam bezarim nimshach el Eloha asa'o yaknimu v'elohim zarim kelomar elohim acherim. V'tam b'toevos, right, ha'shedim lisrof es b'neim ba'esh elohim acherim, that's in particular the worst form of Avodah Zarah, which is molech, shekolzem b'tuav l'fanav k'mo shenemar ki chol tovas asher b'ser sanei asu l'elohim, ki gam es b'neim ves b'nosehem yisrifu v'esh elohim, right, this combination of Avodah Zarah and shvichus damim uksiv, this is the pasuk in Yirmiyah, asher lo tzivisi, v'asher lo dibarti, v'lo alsa libi, Lasos hato'eva hazos. Okay, so the Ramban makes the argument here that, you know, there are a lot of different things that are objectionable, you know, the worst thing is, or let's say the focus of the Shira, since the worst thing is Avodah Zarah itself, and the worst form of Avodah Zarah is Molech. So I think that we can make the following observation in light of this Ramban. The Ramban is suggesting that of all of the objectionable activities that Torah does speak to, Shiras Hazinu is about one thing, is about Avodah Zarah, right? We have a principle in the Halacha, Kol HaKofer Avodah Zarah Modeh B'Chol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaModeh B'Avodah Zarah Kilu Kofer B'Chol HaTorah Kula, the Rambam Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Avodah Zarah Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shebat Torah, makes a lot of sense, right? That a person who doesn't acknowledge the mitzvah in various ways, right, that none of the other mitzvahs can really have significance. Okay. So with that being said, I think there's something fascinating emerges, right? We have this idea of there's no question, as we noted, that lefi pshuto shel mikra, the mitzvahs, ksivas, you know, ha'azinu, but we understand that to be a reference to kol ha'Torah kula. The Rambam puts it in a very technical sense, right, that you can't write a sefer Torah parshios, the Rambam sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam hilchos sefer Torah, so it must be that we have to write the entire Torah. Right, but in a broader sense, you think, why is it that the Shira is this microcosm of the entire Torah? Like we say, Shira Hazinu somehow reflects Kol HaTorah Kula, And the answer basically is that, you know, because Shiras Hazinu encapsulates the entire Torah, not just in the technical sense of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Parshios, Parshios, but the themes of Hazino are the primary themes of the Torah. So that is very much of a piece with this Ramban. And what does the Shiras Hazinu talk about? It talks about the mitzvah, which is Keneged, Kol HaMitzvos Kulan. It talks about the Isra Avodah Zarah. And in that sense, Kitzvu Lachemes HaShirazos, write down Hazino, which implies writing down the whole Torah, because the focus of Hazino are on the fundamental issues of the Torah, kol hakofer b'avodah zarah, moda b'chol haTorah kula.